This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
One of the best food scenes in the country, right here in Minnesota. And nobody knows it like magazine food critic and James Beard Award finalist Jason DeRusha. Now bringing you the most interesting people and hottest trends. Let's listen in as DeRusha Eats.
It is episode 30. 30 episodes of DeRusha Eats. It's Jason DeRusha. It has been my honor and pleasure to bring you some of the greatest innovators, thinkers, creative people forging new pathways. Food and restaurants is their vehicle, but their creative process, their innovation, their entrepreneurship, lessons that apply to all of us. In this episode, we bring you suburban innovators. Justin Ahlstrom opened a restaurant called Margie's in Andover. We interviewed in my north suburban home, since he opened his restaurant in an area of the northern suburbs of Minneapolis and St. Paul that typically has not been thought of as an area with from scratch cooking and craft cocktails. Margie's is terrific. We'll talk with Justin about what he's doing and what the difference is when you're catering to a suburban crowd. And Mike German, he is a burger master in South St. Paul. But his location for his restaurant is very unusual. Mike operates inside an American Legion Hall. We'll talk about what it means to serve veterans of America's military and kind of how he keeps it fresh, what he does to keep business popping in a place that maybe you don't think of as your first place to go out to eat. Mike German, Justin Ahlstrom, two innovators operating in the suburbs, two different approaches, but both with the same goal of bringing incredible hospitality and making sure people have a special night. Hope you enjoy the time you spend with them and with me on episode 30 of DeRusha Eats. And we're so glad to have Justin Ahlstrom with us here on DeRusha Eats. He is the owner and founder of Margie's in Andover. Justin, welcome to my house.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here.
It's cozy down here.
Right? Yes. I'm in a closet under the stairs. And describe the amazing setup.
I have a step stool in front of me. There's a microphone precariously perched on top of it.
Yeah.
And we're just trying... I mean, do our thing.
You can sort of relate to this as someone who's opened a restaurant.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's all held together by duct tape and chewing gum.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Tell us the story of Margie's and tell people where Andover is, because some of our listeners are like, good.
Most people think Andover is up near Canada. we're not quite that far. So we own Margie's Kitchen and Cocktails. We're a scratch kitchen and craft cocktail bar in Andover, Minnesota. It's about 20 minutes from Maple Grove here.
Right.
Just about a mile north of Highway 10.
It's so close. It's right by Coon Rapids.
Yep.
So you're right there. What made you, well, you've been open for...
We opened in the fall of 2020, so right in the middle of the pandemic. So we're about 2.5 years now, almost 3 years. Yeah, so I mean,
you had to be starting that process before...
Absolutely, yeah. So I joked that in the fall of 2019 at a Halloween party, I probably won too many beers and told all my friends I was going to leave my corporate job and go open a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, my wife and I always talked about, you know, maybe opening a place after our kids were grown and out of the house. And I was ready for a new step and didn't quite have that much patience. But yeah, so we started the planning in fall of 2019. There was the space that we're in right now was open and vacant and had been for few months at that point. I kept driving by it. We live right close to there. And yeah, I just thought that would be a really great place for a restaurant. Went, looked at a couple other places, came back to that spot. And yeah, we started the planning from there. So we signed our lease in January of 2020. We demoed the space out. It was previously a gym. So you know, we kind of took it down to the studs and did that in February. You know, kind of COVID hit in March, and we decided to just kind of keep moving because we were in it at that point.
Yeah, I mean, once you go down the road, right? I mean, there aren't a lot of options available to you,
right? You know, our lease was signed, our construction was started, and you know, we kind of looked out and, you know, in 2 years, 5 years, we figured, you know, people are going to need to eat. You know, there's a need for restaurants, and we assumed that, you know, the pandemic wasn't going to last forever. So we just kept moving.
Justin Ahlstrom is with us. Margie's is the restaurant in Andover, North Suburban Andover. And I will say, like, I think you use Twitter very well because you got me to go out there.
I did.
And review it.
I tried a couple times.
You did? You weren't annoying about it.
Right.
And I think there's a perception. It's like you said that many people think it's by Canada.
Right.
I didn't realize how close it was. It's 20. Yeah. You're like 20 minutes from Maple Grove.
Right. Yeah.
Is the diner underserved in that part of the Twin Cities, you think?
Absolutely. I think.
What's the landscape? What's up there?
So in Andover specifically, There's a handful of sports bars. There's a couple of mom and pop diners, you know, and they all do a really nice job of what they do. But there isn't anyone kind of in that area doing nice food. You know, we try to provide a little bit of an elevated experience at Margie's. You know, we try to be elevated, but yet we're still a neighborhood restaurant that needs to be approachable.
Is that a hard balance to strike?
I think it is. And I think that was some of the challenges that we met kind of as we were opening and getting rolling was having people figure out who we were. Hmm. You know, that we were the special occasion restaurant, but we could also be the Wednesday night pizza restaurant. And just getting people to realize and accept our and kind of embrace that. And I think they have now.
What? And Justin Ahlstrom is with us, the owner of Margie's in Andover, which, by the way, is great. Like, I loved it. I was instantly envious because you're like, oh, I wish this were here even closer to home.
We hear that from a lot of people, like, oh, come open a Margie's in Plymouth or come open one over in Shoreview. And, you know, we're happy in Andover right now.
Right. Well, and the reality is I assume that location, you're in this kind of strip mall, mm-hmm. which you've made the restaurant look fantastic. But yeah. But it's, you know, it's surrounded by random strip malls.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So is rent more reasonable because of that location?
Totally. Yeah. So that's a real advantage. You know, we have very reasonable rent. On the flip side, we took a lot of the risk of building out the beautiful space that is Margie's.
All that money went into the building.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I think people often say, you know, it really exceeds expectations when you walk in the door, right? I think
it
you
does.
Walk up and you see a strip mall, you walk in the door and you think you're in the North Loop.
How how much did you have to learn about this business when you went into, you know, because you were in a corporate job, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I spent the last, you know, 15 years working in corporate jobs. But prior to that, I really grew up working in restaurants. So, you know, back to my the namesake of Margie's, my grandma Margie, you know, she owned this small town cafe in Winthrop, Minnesota. And, you know, I grew up, you know, bringing people their pie and ringing people out at the cash register. And so as a small child, that was really where I caught the bug, and really had restaurant jobs all the way through high school and college, and kind of did everything from the back of the house to the front of the house. And after graduating college, I couldn't find a quote-unquote real job, and I ended up back in a restaurant, and I managed Don Pablo's here in Maple Grove.
Oh, funny.
So I really saw the restaurant industry, left it to go kind of prove myself in the corporate world, and ultimately came back.
What's it like then knowing that you grew up, I mean, hearing you talk about that, I can feel you feeling what it means to be a teenager with that first job in a restaurant.
Absolutely.
What's it like to be the person providing those opportunities now for people and for kids in Andover?
That is, honestly, that's the best part of the job. You know, we have about 30, we call them our MKC youth, that work at Margie's. And, you know, it's really special to know that we're giving those kids a place where they can, you know, do something where they feel valued and, you know, do something important and kind of learn that work ethic. Mm-hmm. And they do a fantastic job. So it's been really fun to get to know. I mean, my kids are included in there. My daughter's a junior, and she, you know, works, you know, two or three shifts a week and rocks out at everything she does. And my eighth grader has started to bust tables a little bit. And, it's been fun.
That's so cool. Justin Ahlstrom owns Margie's in Andover. You mentioned sort of trying to be approachable, but also elevated. Mm-hmm. And I think the cocktails sort of help signal that.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of education that had to go on with your customer to understand, like, oh, that's what this drink is?
Yeah. So, you know, we try to provide a pretty scripted cocktail menu. So we always have, you know, six or seven seasonal drinks that we have that are approachable, right? We found that, you know, people in Andover prefer a little sweeter drink versus a more challenging drink. But we always have a great old fashioned. I think you had the barrel aged Manhattan when you were in. You know, we have a lot of our classic cocktails too, but we really have worked hard. We do a lot of training with our servers so they can speak clearly with our guests to make sure that they understand, you know, and find the right drink for them.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, and I was talking to another restaurant owner about this the other day, and I don't know if this is Minnesota specific or Midwestern specific, but guests really hate feeling stupid.
Absolutely.
So when you see an ingredient or something, which for me, it's a useful reminder because I like to be challenged.
Yeah.
But most people don't want to feel stupid.
Right.
Those two concepts don't have to be separate.
Yeah.
But often they are. Yep. You don't want to see an ingredient where you're like, what is this?
Right. Yeah. I think it's really, and I think that's where the staff comes in, where they can say, you know, this sounds really fancy. This sounds really challenging, you know, and it's just, you know, and so they can help guide that guest experience, and they have built relationships with their guests where they can say, you know, trust me, you'll like this one. So
that's
cool. That's been great.
That's always a great moment as a guest too, for sure. Justin Ahlstrom is the owner of Margie's in Andover. You should go check it out. We are going to talk about some of the surprises you have, what you've learned over COVID, what your most, you know, for our listeners who maybe haven't been there, what should they order?
Okay.
And then we'll get your three favorite non-Margie's restaurants to go visit. All of that as we continue with DeRussia Eats from the DeRussia basement here on News Talk 830 WCCO. DeRussia Eats continues, brought to you by Liquor Boy. Justin Ahlstrom is the owner of Margie's in Andover. It's a family business, right, Justin?
Absolutely. And my wife.
And your wife is also a nurse?
She's a nurse practitioner.
Nurse practitioner.
Yeah.
Cool. This is her side hustle.
This is her side hustle, yeah.
Did you fully leave your corporate job or did you?
I did. Yeah. I kept it for about the first 9 months we were open. And then we got busier way faster than I thought we would, and was able to leave that, and I haven't looked back.
You do live music.
Yep, every Thursday, 7 to 10.
How important is, like, making dining an event or, you know, the music to creating a late night crowd? What is that?
I think it really helps us in thinking about, you know, a big part of having an ongoing restaurant is having people remember that you're there. You know, they might come and have a great experience, but if they're not driving by every day, it's easy to forget people are there. And I think the music gives us an opportunity to talk about Margie's, remind them that we're there, give them something to come out for. And it's been really fun. We had some great artists, and my wife and I love it. So it's some for us too.
Yeah. Right. I mean, sometimes you have to do things that are entertaining to you guys, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, what's the point of having a restaurant if you can't do that? What should people order if they come there for the first time?
Yeah, so our burrata has been on the menu since day one. It's kind of our most popular appetizer. So it's like a little crostini with an heirloom tomato, a slice of burrata drizzled with this honey balsamic glaze. It's amazing. Topped with a couple of microgreens from this farm in Andover. It's great. So that's where you need to start.
Can't go wrong with burrata.
No.
It's perfect.
It is perfect. In terms of entrees, I would also say you got to go with the Thai chipotle pasta. So our chef, Diego, it does an amazing job. And he has been refining this pasta for 20 years at every place he's worked. And it's this creamy, spicy combination. It's got loaded with veggies and just a really kind of unique pasta that is great.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Justin Ahlstrom is with us. Margie's is the restaurant, getting a bunch of texts from listeners who love it.
Awesome.
Which is nice. Is it hard when it's your place, when you get like the Google review or the Yelp or whatever of somebody who's disappointed?
We're getting better at taking that feedback. But it is hard. It feels personal sometimes. And I think we've trained ourselves to know that it's not always personal. But it's been a road, and I think it's super great to see that the vast majority of people are super happy and are super complimentary. And it's
human nature, though.
Absolutely.
I can get 100 nice comments and the one jerkwad,
right.
Like that.
And that one sticks.
It sticks. It does. Margie's in Andover. I think it's so great to have you on because one of the great kind of growth areas of our food scene has how outer ring suburbs are starting to get really good locally owned restaurants.
Yeah.
And not just, I mean, it used to be the compliment would be like, well, it's like a locally owned kind of Applebee's.
Right.
And now, you know, your restaurant, you really, I feel, could pick up and be located anywhere.
Yeah.
And you would have happy customers.
Yeah.
Like, it's not good for Andover.
Right.
It's just good.
Good. Yeah, and that was our goal. You know, my wife and I, we bought our first house in South Minneapolis and love the food scene and love being close to all the great restaurants. And we moved back to Andover when we had kids because we had better help and support there. And but that was the first thing we missed was good restaurants in the suburbs. And so we've always just tried to open and run the place that we would want to go to.
It's cool. Margie's is the name of the restaurant. Justin, we always ask our guests on DeRussia Eats their three recommendations, three favorite places to go. So what are your three?
Well, number one has to be back to that house in South Minneapolis, has to be Broder's.
Oh.
Love Broder's. We've been going there for 20 years. They're great people. Food's always phenomenal. Staff is fantastic. You just go there and you feel like you're at home. And that's great. Love that place.
Good. Very good. We had them on, too. We had Molly on. Yeah. And, they're terrific.
Tom was up and up to Margie's. So.
Oh, nice. Nice. Awesome.
But number two would be Red Cow, if I'm downtown, North Loop. Super reliable. Love them. I think we took a lot of inspiration from the vibe at Red Cow when we were thinking about Margie's. And I love Red Cow. And then number three, I would say we love Hajime in Blaine. I don't know if you've been there, but they do sushi. Their staff is so kind and so helpful. Food is always fantastic.
Oh, cool.
And it's one thing my family all agrees on.
Everybody likes sushi. Yeah. It can be hard. You've got a high school junior and an eighth grader.
Middle school boys.
Two middle schoolers.
Yeah.
Oof. You have a lot. There are a lot of hormones in your house.
There's a lot going on.
Well, Justin, I love what you've done with Margie's, and I'm so glad that you were the first, and, you know, if my wife has her way, probably the only guest of DeRussia Eats in our basement here.
This was great. Thank you.
This is like a true podcaster life.
I know.
Years ago, I've done a couple of podcasts in people's house before. Yeah. It's a little weird. But Justin Ahlstrom, the restaurant is Margie's. Go check it out. That live music is tonight, right?
Tonight, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Very good. Thanks, Justin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DeRussia Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRussia.
Today, our guest is one of the masters of the burger in the Twin Cities. Mike German has had an incredible run at a number of different restaurants in town. Good chance you've had his food. And now he is running a business at the American Legion, 328 Grill. Mike, it's so good to have you with us.
Awesome to be here.
328, 328.
I call it 328, but a lot of people call it 328. It's all the same, right?
As long as you come to the correct address.
Right. As long as you show up to the American Legion in St. Paul Park, you're in the right spot.
What on earth led you to opening a restaurant in a Legion Hall?
Honestly, I was working somewhere. I wasn't very happy. I had been unhappy working for other people for quite a while. Like, I wanted to take this leap. I wanted to do my own thing. And I just started calling around, and a good friend of mine, I called him to see if he knew of any places. He lives close to me. I'm in Cottage Grove. He's in Newport.
Okay.
I called and said, hey, do you know anywhere around here? He's like, I don't, but the American Legion in St. Paul Park, they just called me, I think it was yesterday, and said they're looking for somebody to lease their kitchen. I think it was 3-4 weeks later, I was in there, and 328 was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
That fast.
That fast.
You've worked at so many different bars and restaurants, cooking kind of decadent bar food is sort of the way I think of it.
I'll take that as an absolute compliment.
Because what is it about that, the kind of food you cook that you really connect with?
Well, first of all, it's what I love. It's what I want to eat. When I go out, that's what I want. If I'm going to a nice place, if I can get a burger, there's a good chance I'm going to try to get the burger, I just love bar food. I love that it's approachable. I love that there aren't any boundaries. Like, your imagination is all that stops you from doing the next thing.
Well, your take on burgers really is creative. I think people would be surprised. Like, you're not just doing the smash burger, simple. I mean, you can do that too, but I know you've got sort of a birria type burger on the menu right now.
It's called Birria's Cold Outside.
Nice.
Which it's not, ironically, but
it's not, right.
All right,
right.
So, and we do a burger of the week every week, which is really how we kind of have fun with it. So our burger of the week this week is called the S'more What, and it's literally a s'more and a burger together.
So describe the build on that.
So it's on the bottom bun, graham cracker, Hershey chocolate, our signature beef patty, and then another graham cracker, marshmallow fluff that we torch, and then top bun.
Is this good?
I love it. I will say it's not our best selling burger. We did it for 4th of July week last year as well. So
it's fun.
It's fun and it's different. And
it's a good sharer thing, right?
We see that happen a lot. Is a table will get it as an appetizer.
And you cut it. I think that is one of the most underrated restaurant moves, period, which is the burger for the table.
Yeah.
Cut it in four. Everybody gets a couple bites.
Yeah.
Or get two or three burgers and you can try different things.
Yeah, they're very shareable. I mean, obviously sliders are more shareable than a full burger, but there's something about a full burger that's just, in my opinion, a better product. It's usually beefier, juicier. There's more going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike German is the owner, chef at 328 Grill. You also have another business that you've for how many years ago did you start?
2017 is when it became an official business. So I was slanging bags of it, you know, to friends and family members years before, but it became an official business in 2017.
And what are the 14 Spice is a
blend.
It's a blend.
Yep.
Of 14 spices. Or is it a lie?
It's more than that now.
Put more spices in? Yeah. This is an absolute fraud. Absolute, incredible fraud.
The original recipe was 14, and through the years as it kind of became more legit, I'll say, it became more than 14.
How you can use this, and I've used this on pork chops, you can use it, you name it, you can use it on, right?
Yep. We have a lot of customers that do a lot of fun things with it. I have people who make bar pretzels with it.
Mm.
I have people who put it on popcorn. They have a popcorn machine in their bar, and they use it for that. I love it on wings. We season all of our chicken sandwich, or if it's a grilled chicken, it goes on there at 328. If all of our burgers get it, we also have a rib rub and a Cajun, which we use both at 328, and we sell as well.
What? So here's my question about spice mixes, because every backyard barbecue artist who makes their own blend has seven neighbors who's like, man, you gotta sell this.
Yeah.
How did you know? Were you worried that at first you're like, I like this. I don't know if anyone's gonna buy it.
Well, it became a business the same way. I made it for restaurants that I worked at. And then my lovely wife, Wendy, was like, hey, let's give it for gifts. So we went to, I think, Bed Bath & Beyond, and we bought little glass spice jars and filled it. And she's really good with design, so she made awesome labels for it. And we gave it away as gifts to family and to people who I worked with, and everybody loved it. So we were like, well, let's do it and see what happens. And now we're 6 years later and still making spice.
And still making it.
And now we have three flavors now. We've got a couple more that we're working on. So
it's cool.
Yeah, the spice of life.
Right?
Yeah.
It's got to be fun. I mean, you obviously are an entrepreneurial type person.
Yeah.
You worked at, I know you were, the first time I think we met was at Allery's when you were the chef there. Did we meet before that?
No, I think that's the first time we met. We met at Allery's, and then you also came to visit me when I was at Burgers and Bottles in Eagan.
That's right.
Yep.
your burgers and bottles there. And then for a while, you did a similar thing to 328 at the Uptown VFW, right?
Yep. So we had what was called 246 Grill, and that was at the Uptown VFW. Unfortunately, Uptown was not a big fan of us. So we were there for 5 months, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to take the risk, right? It felt like it would be sort of a similar situation as to what you were dealing with in St. Paul Park.
Absolutely. And honestly, I was worried that 328 is my baby. Like, I was worried that 328 was going to become like the stepchild and was going to be, you know, left behind.
Right.
I really thought that the Uptown location was going to be huge for us.
What do you think happened there?
I think Uptown is tough right now. I mean,
you opened in... It was before the pandemic?
We opened in December of 21.
Oh, so it was right in the middle of the pandemic.
Yeah. But we were mask-free during most of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minneapolis
had thrown the mask mandate back on right around the time we opened.
Did that, do you think, especially being in a VFW, that was part of it? Or the fact that it was, I mean, that Uptown VFW is sort of a hipster hangout as well.
I think had I said, hey, let's stay open until 2 a.m., I think we could have made it work.
Hmm.
I didn't want to be open until 2 a.m. I didn't want to have staff that had to be there till 2 a.m.
It's just a different late night vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No good cooks want to work till 2 a.m.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
That is for sure. Mike German is the owner of the 328 Grill at the Legion in St. Paul Park. One of our texters already saying that St. Paul Park is sort of an underrated downtown bar hop destination. What do you think about St. Paul Park?
St. Paul Park's great. It's a tiny little community. I mean, we're 10 minutes from downtown St. Paul, and it's like you're 3 hours up north in a tiny little downtown.
Now, I saw you nodding along when I was talking about losing weight and how it does make you colder.
Yeah.
And it does make you less tolerant, because you have lost a fair amount of weight since we met.
I unfortunately have Crohn's disease.
Oh, you do?
And I lost 40 pounds due to it.
Yeah. My sister has Crohn's. It's tough.
It is. Whoa. It's real tough. Luckily, I have a wonderful doctor who is very receptive to, you know, what's going on with me. So it's a constant battle.
Is it when you look at, you know, living with Crohn's disease is very difficult for anyone. But when you work in a kitchen and it can be high stress, I guess you're always close to a bathroom at least.
Well, there is that.
But it's a... Is it, do you find anything about your career that makes that chronic illness more challenging?
I think it would be much more of a challenge if I worked for somebody else.
Hmm.
Working for myself, and the fact my staff knows, like they understand, you know, what I have.
Yeah.
And they're understanding and they're supportive. But if I were working for another restaurant and I had to run to the bathroom 8 times over lunch, like they probably wouldn't be real understanding about that, because they need their chef, you know, doing his job.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, which really, like, in general, I think as a society, we're not great at understanding people who have chronic illnesses that are sort of hidden, right? Like Crohn's, you would never necessarily know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't look at somebody and be like, oh, yeah, you got Crohn's.
Right.
That's just not how
it works. Everyone's experience with it is so different.
Well, that's the hardest thing, is literally everybody's experience is different from what their stress levels are like, what they can and can't eat, what they can and can't drink. I'm in some online groups for Crohn's support, and there are some people out there who have it really bad. Like I'm thankful every day that mine, as hard as it feels to me some days, is as mild as it is.
Mike German is with us. He is the owner, chef at 328 Grill in St. Paul Park. We'll talk about what it means to be in a Legion where you're serving the community, but also serving veterans.
Well, I'll let you read my shirt.
The back of the shirt. Serving great food to those who served, a step up from the chow hall. You are a step up from the chow hall.
I hope so.
I love it. I want to hear more about that. Plus, we'll get 3 of your favorite restaurants to go to in your spare time.
Awesome.
Love having all different types of restaurants, all different chefs here on DeRussia Eats, brought to you today by a Liquor Boy in St. Louis Park and by the Minnesota Pork Board. More in minutes here on CCO. 424 DeRussia Eats, brought to you by the Pork Board and Liquor Boy. Our guest today is Chef Mike German, the head chef at the 328 Grill in St. Paul Park. It's right at the Legion Hall there. You've been running that operation since?
April of 21. So a little over 2 years.
Yeah. Has it been great?
It's been fantastic.
What is it like, and I asked this question before the break, what is it like knowing that so many of your customers and your guests are veterans, have served the country?
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
To get to know them, to like anywhere, we have regulars, and to interact with them, to get to know them, to hear their story, to find out where they came from, it's pretty awesome.
When you look at a Legion Hall, like I remember back before the smoking ban went into effect, there was a lot of concern that the Legion Halls were going to be put out of business.
Yeah.
And as our kind of the age of veterans changes, and you think of the Gulf War veterans and maybe some of the younger veterans in the War on Terror, would they still want a Legion or a VFW? But your experience is that if you give them something good to eat, that's a part of the draw, right?
It's certainly part of the draw, but veterans are drawn to each other. Like, I think that's the biggest thing is veterans, especially the veterans from a little further back than what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're certainly drawn to each other. There's a
Vietnam,
camaraderie,
for sure.
There's a camaraderie that has lasted the years, for sure, with them.
Well, you and I, there's no way that we could understand kind of what that generation saw.
Nope, never can. We can listen and try to learn, but, like, we'll never know ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there is something about just a nice, delicious meal, a cool burger, some great poutine or cheese curds.
And a cold beer. Yeah.
It's just, there is something about that camaraderie, right?
Yeah.
And it just makes it easier. There is food always, to me, when I think about food, you think about technique, right? And obviously that matters to you. Creating different flavors, that matters.
Yeah.
But ultimately,
breaking bread is what matters. Sitting down and having a meal, like sharing a meal with somebody is an experience. Like I love that.
Yeah. One of our texters wants to know what's the best food at the 328 Grill. So when somebody comes out there, and you guys are open every day,
yep,
lunch through dinner.
Yep.
What should people order?
What I would tell people is the Minnesota poutine, which is just our take on a poutine. It's not really a poutine, but that's what I call it. It's tater tots. It's wild rice soup with Ellsworth cheese curds melted in it, and it's on top of tater tots. I call it Minnesota in a bowl.
Yeah. Even though Ellsworth's in Wisconsin, it's close enough. Right on the board.
Yeah.
We'll take them.
Yeah, I will certainly take them as our own, for sure.
Those curds are delicious.
There's no better curd.
Burger? People should get a burger?
The two that I tell people is the faux cheesy or the jalapeno business.
The faux cheesy I've had.
Yeah.
That's like it's the Parmesan crusted sourdough, right?
Yep.
So it's grilled like you do.
It's very grilled cheese like on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other one you recommend?
As a jalapeno business. So it's cheddar jack cheese, bacon, and jalapenos all infused in the patty. So it's got a little kick, but it's Minnesota spicy.
St. Paul Park's not ready for full-on habanero heat?
No. I don't know. There are very few places in Minnesota that are ready for full-on habanero heat.
Yeah.
But jalapeno heat, they can handle.
Well, sometimes you get that fresh jalapeno.
Yep.
And that'll get you. Mike German is our guest chef at 328 Grill at the Legion in St. Paul Park. Mike, it's time for your three recommendations, three restaurants that you love to visit that you want our listeners to know about.
I'm assuming food trucks are okay.
Whatever you want.
So I don't get to a lot of restaurants. So I do like to run and grab burgers for my crew on occasion. So the three places that I go are Angry Line Cook. They are often in St. Paul, but go find them and you'll find out where they are. Gorillers, which is a newer food truck. They just started last season. Also love what they're doing.
Gorillers. Okay.
And then Station Number 6 food truck. They're actually following my model, and they are going to be opening up in the Rosetown American Legion in Roseville.
Ah, cool.
So they open next Wednesday, July 12th, I think.
All right.
So they're going to have the truck, and they're going to have brick and mortar as well.
And Gorillers is out of Lakeville, right?
Yep.
but it's chopped cheese is what they're known
for. They do chopped cheese, and they do a lot of really good burgers, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Food trucks.
I'm a big fan of all three of them.
I know a lot of us, because people aren't coming downtown to work so much, you sort of wonder, like, what's going on with food trucks. But they're, with all the catering and everything people are doing, food trucks seem to be doing okay.
They're finding ways to survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody
wants a burger. Like, you just gotta find, I mean, that's the thing about burgers, they're so approachable. Like, you come to the American Legion, I don't care if you make $15 an hour or you make $100,000 a year, you're gonna come in and be welcome, and you're gonna find a burger that you like. Like, yeah. That's the best thing about a burger.
Is there a kind of burger you don't like?
Ones that don't actually have meat.
Some of the smash burgers are really, really thin. They can be very bunny.
There are really good smash burgers.
But you don't like the fake meat? No, I want
beef.
Yeah.
On occasion, I want a turkey burger too, but that's about as far as I go.
Got to keep it traditional sometimes. Yeah. Mike, it's so fun to talk to you.
Always a pleasure.
Continued success. You can find him at 328 Grill. And the website is 328grill.com. And then there's a link right on there to 14 Spice, but that's also 14spice.com. Mike German, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening to the DeRussia Eats podcast. On WCCO Radio, 830 AM, we do conversations with chefs, with farmers, with small business people every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. The podcast is available every week. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would love for you to leave us a review. Give us however many stars you can. I don't know, 10, 20 stars would be nice, 5 stars. And leave your feedback as well. It really helps us grow and helps support covering the food community here at WCCO Radio and in the DeRussia Eats podcast. If you'd like to email me with an idea or a question about the restaurant scene, you can email Jason@Odyssey.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the DeRussia Eats podcast.
Thanks for listening to DeRussia Eats. Dan Cook is our producer. Jason DeRussia is your host. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. DeRussia Eats is a production of Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.